I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. The brothers Comatose have come into town from San Francisco in anything but a comatose state, and we'll be performing two shows in the upcoming days in the KLCC listening region. Tonight, they'll be bringing their high-energy, string-driven sound to Sam Bond's Garage in Eugene, and tomorrow night, they will be at the Belfry in Sisters, and they are all here with us in the KLCC studios. Nice to see you again, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Well, let's get right into music before we talk for a while, shall we? What are you going to play for us first here?
We're going to play a song called Strings.
Ready, boys?
Yep.
One, two, three.
I know you would love me if you took my strings away. I know you would love me if you took my strings away. Nothing I could ever do, and nothing I could say could ever make you love me if you took my strings away. Know you would love me if I wasn't on the road. I know you would love me if I wasn't on the road. Some folks have a stain on the rim, and I've been told. Everything different, maybe it would all be wrong. And I know you would love me if I didn't sing this song. Know you would love me if you didn't understand. I know you would love me if you didn't understand. Take away the music and you take away the man.
Brothers Comatose live in the KLCC studios, including Ben Morrison on guitar and vocals, Alex Morrison on banjo and vocals, Ryan Avalone on mandolin, Gio Benedetti on bass, and the twin fiddles of Philip Brezina and Josh Rabbi. All here in the KLCC studios. They'll be live at Sam Bond's Garage tonight in Eugene, and tomorrow night they'll be live in the Belfry in Sisters as well. That song Strings can be found on their 2012 release called Respect the Van. Unfortunately, judging by that back window on the van, people haven't respected the van. That's pretty rude.
Not at all, no. No respect.
Couple of smash windows in San Francisco.
Life in a big city. And small towns as well, unfortunately. But it has been...
Actually, we were... That was us. We got a little out of control and smashed our own van.
Instead of doing the smash incidents.
Yeah.
Yeah, this story could get better as we go along. You know, feel free to embellish as we keep continuing.
We're all trust funders. You know, it's no big deal. What's a window here and there? We're rich, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's a great way to get rich in 2015 to play string music. Right?
Josh always says, we make hundreds of dollars a year.
Well, it has been about 3 years since Respect the Van came out. How's the new record coming along? I presume there is one.
Well, yeah, it's been great. We actually just finished the final recording stages of it, so now we're kind of in the mixing phase and hoping to have it out hopefully by the end of summer or fall, and it's been great. Good times, good new songs, all original stuff.
And anything different substantially from the first couple of records? Did you have a different approach or anything that distinguishes the first?
The writing was a little more collective, I think. Also, Gio sort of was on a little break when we started writing this stuff, so he didn't get to contribute to the songwriting, and he kind of came at the end and made them all sound better.
Oh, go on.
But yeah, the songs sound a little different. I mean, I think it's the most work we've put into any of our records and the most money we've spent on studio time. Yeah.
What about production in that case? Were you working with a producer or are you doing it self-produced?
It's kind of collaborative with a friend of ours, Kian Reardon, who engineered and sort of helped as producer, but he wasn't, you know, final say. It was kind of a collaborative thing between us and him.
Well, we're looking forward to hearing it whenever it may finally appear in our hands here. Brothers Comatose, live in the KLCC studios, live at Sam Bond's Garage tonight in Eugene, and at the Belfry Inn Sisters tomorrow evening. What's the next song you feel like playing for us here?
Well, we're going to do one called Working on a Building. I used to be in a band here in Eugene called Water Tower Bucket Boys, and we used to play this song. So this is for all the ducks out there.
Quack.
I'm working on a building. I'm working on a building. I'm working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. It's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy Ghost building.
Hallelujah.
It's a Holy Ghost building for my Lord, for my Lord.
One, two, three.
My gambling and I work on a building too. I'm working on a building. I'm working on a building. Working on a building for my love, for my love. It's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy Ghost building. Holy Ghost building for my love, for my love. Come on, boy.
Brothers Comatose, live in the KLCC studios. A little traditional gospel there, kind of. Working on a building here, live in the KLCC studios, live at Sam Bond's Garage tonight, and live at the Belfry Inn Sisters as well. Well, there's quite a number of arrangements of that song and versions of that song over the place. So, Josh, was there a particular version that you learned from, that you drew from on that one?
Yeah, definitely. I've always been a big fan of Bill Monroe, and I think I heard his version and then kind of started playing it busking on the street, actually. I was like, this needs to be louder, harder, faster. And so, yeah, I just kind of pumped it up a little bit. But definitely Bill Monroe influencer. The father.
The father of bluegrass, indeed. The father of the name of bluegrass, even. So,
oh, yeah.
How do you guys go about the arrangement process? Is it as democratic as the new record sounds like it is?
Definitely. You know, we all, sometimes when, you know, for songwriting, someone will come with an idea and then everybody will kind of build upon that and put things together and get drunk in a room and add ideas and stuff like that. So
some of which may be good in the morning still.
Yeah. We spent a lot of time trying everybody's ideas and sitting on it. And ultimately, you know, we make a collective decision, but we try a lot of stuff.
Yeah, recording it, listen back. I mean, all of us have certain aesthetics. Like, I like a thinner, believe it or not, I like a less cluttered, like
less
sound.
Notes.
Yeah, less notes, but as you can't really tell. But and then other people are more just like, let's just drive it hard and go through. And then we kind of meet in the middle, or to the left or right of the middle.
Democracy is a wonderful thing, whether it is in a band or a society, but it can be really complicated and just, like, hard to get to decisions sometimes. Are you guys pretty good on the decision-making process, or does that feel endless?
We're trying to make rules about how to make those decisions. The current idea is, like, whoever wrote the song gets final say, like, whoever brought the initial idea of the song.
Yeah, and I'm way more for, like, pushing the line less from the total democracy closer to the closer to a dictatorship for some of those parts. Otherwise, I mean, you'll work on the same tune for, like, 3 hours because it's like, oh, we'll try your idea first, and then we'll try my idea, and then we'll try the next guy's idea, and we'll go back to the beginning, we'll try. So, yeah.
But one of them might be good.
They're all probably good. Yeah, it's just like, where do you draw the line?
Good ideas may be in conflict, even though they're both good ideas.
Oh, yeah.
We just love hanging out together, trying each other's ideas over and over.
I think it's just a fun process anyway. It's just good work to do.
We're such good friends.
Everybody's slipping on their brass knuckles right now.
I remember we had the honor of having Branford Marsalis in the studios here, and he said when there were two good ideas in conflict in the jazz world, what he would say to people was they were both right. Yeah. And there seemed to be some validity to that.
You got to pick one.
Yeah. Yeah, one way or another.
Still that problem.
Philosophy. Years on the
You're a philosopher.
Well, you guys have had the Brothers Comatose on the road with some other high-energy and high-profile people from Yonder Mountain String Band to Devil Makes Three in the last couple of years. How did your live show change from touring with bands like that? And there's a lot of parallels there, but
we got really used to playing on awesome stages. We got spoiled, and then we tried to come back through the towns, and we're like, oh, yeah, we got to play these little stages. So.
But we also said, oh, crap, we better get our game together, because particularly Devil Makes Three, they have, like, such a, like, a perfected show going on. And we get up there, and we're like, what song is this? Oh, where's my beer? What do I got to tune to for this? And we're like, wow, I guess we got to really...
Wait, so you're speaking for yourself? Three of us are sober.
One time I watched a video of us playing, like, years back, I remember, and after every single tune, and I'm as guilty as the guy next to my left or right, we all stopped, picked up a beer, took a sip, and then put down, and it was like, all right, what's next? So we
worked on that move so much, though.
It's part of the flow.
It's like a synchronized drinking.
When I write the set list, I include that in there.
You're listening to True Confessions here on KLCC with the Brothers Comatose, sponsored by AA. Maybe not.
You can just watch the movie Spinal Tap and get all this information.
Oh, Brothers Comatose in the KLCC studios, Sam Bond's Garage in Eugene tonight and in the Belfry in Sisters tomorrow. What's the third song you're going to play for us here today?
It's called Angeline. It's a new one.
Cool.
It's going to be on the new record, too.
Tell them it's a new one, guys.
Watch out.
New one. Ready?
Yep.
One, two, yee-haw.
If I had $1 million, I'd buy a rocket and aim for the stars. Fall in all the random moons of Mars. We could leave the sub-world behind. If I could breathe underwater, I'd build a house on the bottom of the ocean. We could dance and make love inside. come and take my hand, little honey. Step into the night. If I could float above the clouds, I'd lift you up and watch the rain fall down. Spend the night with the feet off the ground, sailing to the morning light. If I learn the bliss, I know I won't leave your side. I can't let you go. And I will live strong in the
Brothers Comatose, brand new song called Angeline that will be on their forthcoming CD whenever that appears later this year. They are here live in the KLCC studios. Ben and Alex Morrison, Ryan Avalon, Gio Benedetti, Philip Rosina, and Josh Rabbi all here together. They'll be at Sambon's Garage tonight in Eugene with the show beginning at 9 p.m. Then they'll head over the pass and play at the Belfry and Sisters on Thursday night beginning at 8 p.m. Marty O'Reilly and the Old Soul Orchestra opening both shows. More information on the shows at sambons.com and belfryevents.com, respectively. More on the band at thebrotherscomatose.com. Well, what's ahead for you guys? You got a lot of touring coming up this summer, I presume. What's on the horizon for the band in 2015?
Yeah, we got a lot of festivals coming up this summer. We'll be doing the Pickathon in Portland. We're doing Four Peaks Festival. I think it's in Bend.
Yeah.
And lots of stuff, so stay in touch. We're actually about to go hike Spencer's Butte, so if anybody wants to come see us on top of the mountain there.
It might be crowded now that you've announced that. So
put your chocks on.
Well, we really appreciate you coming in and visiting the studios here with us today.
Thanks.
Great to see you.
Thank you.